here's a story from The World.
In Spain, life just got a little better for new fathers. Spain has raised the length of paternity leave to 16 weeks, the same amount of time given to new mothers, one of just a few countries now with equity in that department. In Spain, it's not just about more time off. The idea is to push men to take a more active role in their children's lives. A noble goal, but a lot of people say this move won't be enough to challenge accepted gender roles. From Barcelona, Lucia Benavides has our story.
Every Friday, Maria Gallardo and Francesc Turmo pick up their kids from school together. Today, their youngest, 3-year-old Martí, runs to his mom as soon as he sees her.
Martí!
A few moments later, 5-year-old Mia comes out and hugs her dad, then asks for her mom. While the family waits for 7-year-old Alex to get out of his capoeira class, they go to a nearby plaza where dozens of children have thrown their backpacks aside and swarmed the playground. Some have picked up a game of soccer. For Gallardo and Turmo, it was important from the very start to share childcare duties. That's why Turmo took as much paternity leave as he could for each child.
Con el primero yo tuve 4 meses y él tuvo 2 semanas.
They say that with their first child, Turmo was only able to take 2 weeks paid leave. With their second child, he was able to take 3. With the third, he managed a whole month off. That's because paternity leave has been progressively increasing. Starting this year, men have 4 months of federally mandated paid leave, the same as women. It's paid for entirely by the Spanish government at 100% of their salary. That puts Spain ahead of many European countries, where even places like Sweden pay men only 80% of their salary for paternity leave. Turmo says this is an important step forward.
Lo que veo muy positivo de esto es que luego el hombre pues puede participar.
He says it's a good thing that men are able to stay with their child after the mom has returned to work. He has many friends who are already taking advantage of it. The new law in Spain is a result of over a decade of lobbying from the organization Platform for Equal and Non-Transferable Birth and Adoption Leave. Spokesperson Maria Pasos says the idea was to push men to take a more active role in childcare and ensure better work opportunities for women. She says companies are less likely to discriminate against the gender of an employee if every person is guaranteed the same amount of leave.
Cuando a los hombres se les concede un permiso para cuidar a sus criaturas que esté bien
pagado. When you give men paternity leave and it's well paid, they take it and they get involved in childcare.
But Paso says the law isn't exactly what the organization had proposed. That is, non-transferable paid leave for men to take separately from their female partners. The law requires fathers to take the first 6 weeks in conjunction with the mother, and the last 10 weeks, which can be taken part-time, to be arranged with their employers.
It undermines the purpose of a paternity leave and ultimately pressures fathers to take their entire leave alongside the mother's, or to take it when it's most convenient to their company.
Paso says the idea behind a non-transferable leave is to ensure men take it. If it were transferable, she says, they would likely hand it over to their female partners instead. But sociologist Gracia Trujillo from the Complutense University of Madrid says only a small percentage of fathers take their paternity leave, and that's not likely to change with the new law.
Hasta ahora, los varones que querían cuidar.
Until now, men who wanted to take care of their children had the option of taking paternity leave or leave of absence. So if you really want to be involved in your child's life, you don't need the government to give you 4 months off. This law is being implemented in the name of equality, but the reality is that caretaker duties still aren't equal.
Trujillo says that changing the law won't change gender roles. Women continue to be the primary caretakers, so they're the ones who need more paid time off, she says. Or it should at least be transferable, she adds, so that couples can decide for themselves how to best distribute the time.
This is one small part of a larger discussion about vulnerability, about caretaking duties, and about who takes on those roles. Historically, it's been women. And it's a job that hasn't been valued. That needs to change radically.
The key, says Trujillo, is having a parental leave that centers around the well-being of those who need care. In this case, the child. For The World, Lucia Benavides, Barcelona. From PRX.